Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're looking to sort out a food pantry or maybe find better storage solutions for your kitchen or food press, the Home Squad are here on hand to answer all of your queries today. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. We're joined by Jenny Sheehan, who's the co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and Hazel Burton from The Home Reset. Good afternoon. You're both very welcome. Is there anybody designing a kitchen at the moment that doesn't seem to be putting in a food pantry? It's all I see on social media.
It's so popular, and I'm here for it. I think we should all have a pantry. And we're saying pantry as if it's, you know, you walk in and potentially there's a butler in there and someone's grooming your dog while you're at it. But it could just be, I have a pantry and it's just shelves that have pocket doors. I just want to define our scope here. Like, it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, a separate room in your house.
No, it's been elevated though from the press, hasn't it?
Yeah.
To something much more than
I think people are making a feature from it because why not? But also you see, I'm seeing a lot of coffee stations separate to the pantry.
So I am guilty of the coffee station. Yeah, I have my fridge is basically in the sky to accommodate this. my fridge, no joke, it's an under the counter fridge that's above the oven that I basically can't reach the top shelf of because I was so determined to get this coffee station.
And was it worth
it? Sorry, your fridge is
it
above
is,
your oven.
But it's not everyone will be able to buy this house after I leave.
I know. I think we talked about this though. It's important that your kitchen works for you.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
You know, so that's what it has to do. So you wanted
it's
your
a kitchen
coffee station
for
so
a tall
bad.
Person.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. But it works for you and it's what you wanted as opposed to trying to fit in with anyone else's designs. So
and I
like that you did that.
Yeah, didn't spend a fortune on this kitchen station either. Like it's basically just a cupboard. It's just kind of nice.
And I'm
designed.
The same. My kitchen didn't cost, you know, like what you see some of the amazing kitchens I get to work in every day. But it works for me because I spent a lot of time asking my kitchen designer, where was my cling film going to go? You know, everything has a place. And I think that's kind of the main...
You really need to think about that.
Yeah, you have to think about
it. It's also the food though, Jenny, isn't it? It's like if you're somebody that uses a lot of, you know, tinned or canned products, spices, rice, pastas, all of this kind of stuff, they all need a home.
Yeah, I mean, it's dry or tinned food storage, isn't it? And for me, it's all my baking stuff because I love baking. I bake a lot. So I need, you know, bags of flour, bags of sugar, bags of cornstarch, whatever it is, little jars for my sprinkles, the whole thing. So for that, it's perfect. But yeah, you're right. Like as with your fridge on top of your oven which I
will
want to come
you.
Back to, you have to define who you are, what you have in your, you know, your house, how you cook, what you need to store, and that's your starting point.
You've actually shared a picture and I've posted it on my own Instagram, Andrea Gilligan 1 today, where people can see yours, Jenny, where you actually have used a small space, but you can create that pantry.
You can, yeah.
Can be done.
So anyone, do go online and have a look. But what it is if you think of a long kitchen countertop, and then if you think of a 90 degree bank of floor to ceiling cabinets, the end cabinets that go onto the countertop have pocket doors. So there's a series of shelves. I think there are four shelves, including the countertop, in there. And that, once the doors are open and the pocket doors are slid back, that is the most perfect for me pantry because I can reach everything from my hob. So I'm pulling things down as I go, as I cook. You know, you can kind of get to your spice rack, you can get to your flour, whatever you need to be putting in. It's all accessible. I wonder, with the bigger pantries, do you have to walk in to get everything and then walk back?
I know. Is there like, and a lot of trend with now with kitchens is a back kitchen, right? So some of my clients have this extra kitchen they have to, and there's a lot of steps. I'm thinking, like, where's your spices still need to live back out in the real world?
Yeah.
In, you know, right beside your hob for handiness sake. Otherwise, like you say, you're dragging big bags of flour in and out, and you decant, right? In those shelves that you're talking about.
I do decant. I don't decant everything.
Okay.
Meaning I don't, like, you know, taking something from its original packaging and put, but I do for my baking goods. So I did work with the organized store in Dundrum, and I have all these Oxo Pop containers, which I am obsessed with. I have them years
really good
now.
Quality.
And all of my baking stuff goes in there.
You take it out of the packaging and put it into these tubs, basically.
Because I pre-mix things a lot. So I have, you know, a vanilla cake mix that I like to use all the time, or a cocoa, whatever mix that I use. So
and
I can
again,
pre-mix those.
This works for you, but again, it's not for everyone. I think that's some of the questions people will say, like, do we decant everything? Where I will only say yes to decanting if it's something you can maintain going forward or something that's going to work for your lifestyle. 20 different types of pasta decanted isn't going to be maintainable going forward.
Where are you storing all of the holders the extra bag for each of these things?
Yeah, and then you have a back sock section and, you know, it just gets untenable then.
So you have the walk-in pantry, the larder cupboard, the tall kind of pull-out pantry, the corner one you mentioned, the appliance cupboard as well. Now, this is the coffee dock station, isn't it?
Yeah. So everything, like, we have appliances upon appliances now. Like, there's so many.
Air fryer,
egg maker, rice maker, ice cream maker, smoothie
coffee
maker,
machine. Where are all these things living?
It's never ending. But again, it's about, like, smoothies are maybe a breakfast thing. So they live in a, and I'm calling it station, like breakfast station. I like to have, like, zoned and same with my food. Like, everything's in a zone so that, okay, it's not all decanted, but it's all living together. So it's sensible for how I'm using my kitchen. And my smoothie maker would be in sort of my breakfast area. So it's about where you are in the kitchen and where things should live. So it makes the most sense.
If you're tight on space and you can't facilitate the walk-in larder, or the walk-in pantry, are there other sort of more cost-effective storage solutions?
Absolutely. We were talking about these earlier. We're obsessed with these, but things like Lazy Susans. So where you know, it's a spinner, you know, like, bring like the back of your press to the front. There's tiered storage for tinned, like you were just mentioning. So I think where people struggle when they're doing their weekly shop is, you know, we get suggested favourites and you're buying the same things every week. Instead of checking what's actually required, like what are you missing in your press right now, and by having tiered storage and decanting some of your items, it helps with visibility and sort of reducing food waste, because when you're purchasing, when you're making all your decisions about meals for the next week, you're checking your pantry first, seeing what you need, what the gaps are before you start purchasing more food.
Do you agree with everything being kind of visible? Because I always think it looks like clutter then.
I like it visible, but I'm so with Hazel on having get the kind of little gadgets or inserts for your shelf, because if it's just shelves, especially deeper shelves or under the counter, God forbid, it all gets lost in the back then. And there's some tin
so much waste.
Coconut cream that you haven't looked at in 3 years and it's grown mold. So I really agree with just doing an honest assessment of your shelves and then thinking, what are the inserts that will work here? And I have the Lazy Susans, I have the spice rack, I have little drawer inserts, you know, clear drawer inserts that all my coffee and tea goes in. That makes
optimizing
a huge
the height
difference.
Is so important. You know, we have this really like high shelf and you're not using it, it's such a waste. And I think just to bear in mind another thing with food waste, and we were talking about it earlier, is having a use me next area. So I think a nice little, whether it's clear basket or whatever, box labelled use me next, and when things are getting close to expiry, we're popping them in there, and
that's
it's helping.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so like we have to make a Thai chicken curry in my house because the pace is going to go up, you know, like the different things, elements of a meal that live together, and my kids will know, like, oh, better eat these mini cheddars or whatever is close to expiry, and thinking about best before versus, you know, used by are two different things as well.
One of the listener questions, 087 1400 106, might sound like a silly question, says this texter, but what's the best place in the kitchen to put a larder?
I think near where you are using the stuff that's in the larder. That's what makes sense to me. Because otherwise you need a store. Otherwise you have to go into your back kitchen.
Well, you're walking
wherever
over
it is,
and back.
And you're taking stuff out and then you forget something. And it depends on how much of a cook you are, but you could have something on the hob that, you know, you're making a choux pastry or something. The milk bubbles over by the time you've gone to get the nutmeg or whatever it is. So for me, it really makes sense to have it very close to where the cooking is happening.
The larder should be within arm's reach of the oven and the hob, shouldn't it?
As close to as possible.
As close as possible. But sometimes it really comes down to design of the room. And people wanting a hob in their island maybe isn't going to work necessarily near a pantry. It really just depends on the room.
A listener here says they just found they're listening to you this afternoon, and I've just found a can of chickpeas from 2001.
Use me next.
So
use me now.
2001. I definitely
need
a new system, says this listener. Is there a best layout, or what are the main considerations for pantries and utilities?
Definitely principles.
Yeah.
Drawers, I think, are a big one.
Drawers are critical when you're thinking about, well, you can see into them. Obviously, it's so much easier and that you don't have that losing things down the back. Obviously, the heavier the item, the lower down it should be. Thinking about things like how your vegetables are stored. If you store potatoes outside of the fridge, that's so important that they, you know, can breathe. Right, they're not in a airtight container or anything. So drawers. What was the other thing we said?
And Hazel said something to me before on a previous time that we met where you talked about grouping things by category, which thought made so much sense to everything. You were talking about decluttering actually, but I really think it makes sense in terms of pantries as well to have everything together.
I love a good domestic debate here in the home squad. We have an argument in our house constantly. My husband puts the appliances into the pantry. Who is right though? The air fryer and the coffee machine, where should they live? Your husband's right in my view.
Actually,
they
a political live in the, question, isn't it?
They should, yeah, they should live in the... If you watch Dairy Girls, you'll get the answer to that. I think they should live in the pantry.
I think hide them away.
Yeah. Especially why do you want the clutter?
We didn't get an air fryer until I could make room in a press for it to live. Because I don't have any of this walk-in pantries that we're talking
neither
about.
Do I.
But once I could hide it away, close that door, that's the main thing for me.
Same. I'm not having them on my countertop.
Listener wondering, should the larders and pantries, etc., should they have pocket doors or some sort of half dividing doors?
You have them, so
I cannot recommend the pocket doors highly enough. And they're an investment at the outset because the hinges are more expensive and you have to get them custom made. So it has to be in your budget. If it is, I would prioritise
And you
those.
Lose a bit of space.
You do lose a tiny few centimetres. You do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. But they're totally worth it.
They've got back onto us again. Why do you bother having these appliances if you're going to hide them away?
Well, I take them out when I'm using them.
Same. I take it out when I need to use it.
Well, take them out what? And put them onto a counter and then move them back?
Yeah.
See, I just leave them in the space.
Well, that's if in fairness, a,
if
is.
You can with air fryers, you have to be careful, right?
Oh, right.
You, you know, and I've no plug in there, so I do have to take it out onto the counter. But I'm happily when I put it away.
Yeah,
I quite enjoy it.
Our larder is very dark; can never find anything in it. Any suggestions?
Yeah, you can buy battery powered lights that will stick on to the underside of your cabinet. So have a look anywhere, any of the hardware shops like Woody's or anywhere at all will have them.
The little strip light.
They're little strip lights or little LED lights. You put AA batteries, whatever in them, and you stick them on to the upside of your shelf and off you go.
When we moved into our house, it had a larder in the utility room, says this texter. It's still there, but it's always so cold in the utility room that I don't know how to store the food in it properly. Any suggestions?
Oh, I thought she was going to say it was too warm.
Yeah,
you know,
cold.
She has machines on the go. I mean, is that better? I would think.
I would have thought for food it might be
better. Yeah, I think it's actually fine.
Yeah, I can't see an issue with that.
Unless you meant warm. Because a lot of times people are using like that, trying to have a multifunctional room, but there's a, you know, clothes dryers going the whole time and it's quite warm in there. So you need to, or underfloor heating is running from our kitchens in and then all of a sudden it's not... a good place for food.
Texter making the point, try and install drawers rather than shelves.
Agreed.
Much more
especially
an easier way to put them.
Always,
100%.
But then think as well about what's going above. If you are putting in presses above, that they're not just these really tall presses. We talked earlier about some slots for baking trays, things like that.
And final question, where can I get nice food storage units? I'm looking for nice glass ones for cereals.
Oh, the Organised Store in Dundrum is probably the best for quality.
Yeah, for to sort of see, the kind of the
they
glass.
Also, like the OXO we talked about, but they also have glass if that's what you prefer. Just think about who's using the item. If it's young kids, or
children,
good
point, actually. Hazel Burton from The Home Reset, Jenny Sheehan, co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on The Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.